I think clearly from the divine source within me. This is Dr. Hiro Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. I think clearly from the divine source within me. Many people feel that they are not intelligent. They feel that they don't know the right thing to do. They say, I must get guidance on whether I should marry this man or this woman. They say, I must get guidance on whether I should have children. This is a very tough age to live in, to have children. I must get guidance on whether I should go to summer school or night school or take up different courses that would be beneficial to me. I must get guidance on that. I must get guidance on whether I should go and see my father who's dying because he never did like me and he never invited me any place and so forth, but he's dying. Should I go see him or not? You know, I must get guidance. Well, I think clearly from the divine source within me. If we would all stop looking to the outer for wisdom, for what to do on the inner, we would be very, very happy indeed. If we would stop looking for advice from other people, if we would stop going to counselors on psychology and on marriage and on raising children, on education, on thousands of other things, you know. If we'd stop doing this, the counselors are not going to like me for saying this thing here, but if we'd stop doing that and trust ourselves, trust the divine within us to tell us what to do. You know what the counselors say to you? What do you think you'd like to do? How do you think you'd like to accomplish it? Where do you think would be the most intelligent place for you to go? Now, they may give you some illustrations. They may give you some ideas, but in the end result, they're saying, what do you want to do? Now, you go to the counselor and you pay a good fee for them to ask you what you want to do. Now, that's okay. Maybe you just had never asked yourself. Maybe you just never gave yourself permission to believe in yourself. And it's perfectly understandable. Our parents have told us that we are not so smart. Our parents keep telling us, you know, don't act so prideful, don't act so intelligent, don't act so better than anybody else. Don't do that, you know. Our parents always are saying that to us because they don't want us to not flow harmoniously with the crowd. Our parents want us to get along with the other boys and girls in school. Our parents want us to get along with society. Our parents really don't want us to be leaders. Because most leaders get their flock in trouble when they are college kids or high school kids and so forth. The leaders of the high school kids are always into something creative and imaginative. Whereas the nerds and the other people who listen within, you understand I said nerds too, and the other people who listen within, they don't need a leader to tell them what's fun. They don't need a leader to show them the way. We look at Ellen's grandson, Marcello, right? And Marcello is a very self-centered, self-controlled person, and I don't mean to say it in a bad way. He is a very self-confident person. That's its perfect word, self-confident person. He believes in himself. Now, he doesn't ask his friends who come over to visit what do they want to do, what they want to play. He just says, we're going to play soccer. And then right in the middle of the soccer game, he says, I'm going to sit down for a while. And here he is, the leader, running the show, sitting down for a while. And then he'll get on his bike and he'll ride away. Now, he knows or doesn't know that he is the one who started the whole thing. He is the director. He is the one who theoretically is in charge of the activity because he established it. But he takes no responsibility for it. He takes no feeling that he must do something for the others. He just listens to his own inner self, and when he feels guided to do it, he just goes and does it. In fact, all of Mariella's kids are like that, because that's the way Mariella is. Mariella, if she wants to do something, she says, sorry, I can't come this afternoon, although I told you I'd come. I'm going to go somewhere else. And her friends, that's Mariella. That's okay. Because she is there when they need her. She is self-conscious. She's not saying, I don't like you. I'm not coming to your house. I'm not doing this because I don't like you. I'm doing this other thing because it's what I want to do. I'm not doing it because it's more fun. I'm not doing it because I have to do it. I'm just doing it. I'm not making any excuses to you for doing it. You were going to have tea, and I was going to be at your tea party along with a dozen other women. And I say, I've got something else I'm going to do. Can you get along without me? And they'll have to say yes, you know, because she's asked them permission, you know. But she told them, I'm not coming. And then, can you get along without me, you know. So she asked permission, and they feel very good. Oh, yes, Mariella called and said that would it bother us if she didn't come? She has some other things she's got to do, you know. And, of course, the hostess is going to say got to do and has to do and important to do, because she wants to make it sure that her guests all realize that she was very important for Mariella, and Mariella had to really be doing something else. Now, that's a mother teaching these things to her children. Now you say that's irresponsibility. Okay, I look at you and I say, is it irresponsible if you go off and do what you're destined to do, what you're designed to do, what your heart tells you to do? You go to a birthday party, and in the middle of the birthday party you say, So you go in the living room, you know. Maybe the birthday party is in the dining room or something, but you go in the living room, or you go out in the front porch even, and you sit there. And the mother of the birthday child comes out and says, oh, what are you doing sitting out here? I'm thinking. Oh, what are you thinking about? I'm thinking about some ideas that just came to my mind, and I think they're kind of nice. I'm thinking about them. And the mother will say, go right ahead. That's a noble thing, isn't it? That's a noble thing, to think about things that have just come into your head because you find them important. You could be in the hubbub of the party and the hollering and the screaming and the having good time, and all of a sudden, bang, some beautiful thought comes into your mind. And you say, hey, I like this thought. And you leave the party. Does a party own you? Does a party exist or not exist without you? Are you independent? Are you able to do as you want to do? And every one of you here at this table would say no. Every one of you would say, you have to be at that party because you said you were going to be there. You cannot go off and think about the theory of creativity and what is Einstein's theory of relativity. You cannot go and think about that because you're at this party, and this party is more important than anything else that you can think about. And you're having trouble with your boyfriend, and your boyfriend is about to say, hey, look, girl, I've got another babe on the line. And so you're thinking about this, and the mother comes out and says, what are you thinking about? I'm thinking about something very important to me. I'm not telling you. I'm thinking about something very important. Oh, you want to tell me about it? No, I haven't got it thought through yet. I'm just thinking about it. And the mother's wise, she's saying, that's good, go ahead. And so then you're thinking about this boyfriend, and you're thinking about how your relationship is, and you're thinking about how it's coming apart at the seams. And so what do? You say to yourself, hey, it's coming apart at the seams because I need him, because I want him, because I think he's wonderful. I can't live without him. And, you know, the 15, 16, 17, yeah, perfect age. I can't live without him. And no way is any boy going to do that to me, any man, any woman, any person in the world going to do it. No way. And you take a hold of yourself and you live in the now. And you determine that what's important is what you're doing. And so your boyfriend calls up, and you know he wants to tell you the good news, huh? So your boyfriend calls up, and you say, oh, John, how nice of you to call. I wanted to call you first, but I'm glad you called because I'm going out with Harold this afternoon, and we're going to go see a movie, and then we're going dancing, and I knew that you didn't want to do that, so I had to have another boyfriend who would do those things, you know. And so John said, "What? You're going with another guy?" You know, he was just going to dump her, but what? You're going to go with another guy? You're my girl. You can't do that, you know. And so she says, "I'm doing it, love. I'm a free spirit. You haven't given me any engagement ring or going steady ring or anything to think that we have a good relationship." But she thinks these things. No way. Yeah. She's free. Now, as a mother, you would say to yourself, "Oh, dear, don't do that." Like my mother. I had a church in El Centro, and I had this and that and the other thing, and I was hired by the United Church. And the United Church was preparing me to be the editor of the Science Mind magazine because Willis Kinnear was going to retire in a year or two, you know. And so I told Mother, "I'm going to go out to Minneapolis." "Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, you've got a good deal going with the United Church there. You've got a good thing. You can be editor. You can have this wonderful, steady, stable thing." I said, "Mom, you know better than that. There's nothing steady and stable in this world except ourselves. And if we're steady and stable, we don't need anything in the outer to be steady and stable. We just do our own thing." And I did my own thing. It was the break that was necessary for me to establish the University of Healing. I had tried to do it in several churches that I was the minister of. And each church says, "Go ahead, but keep building the congregation, you know." You know, they just wanted numbers of people. And I could have built that congregation very easily if I had catered to the whims of the people, but I couldn't do that. You see, I think clearly from the divine source within me. And when I think clearly from the divine source within me, I always do the right thing. And I listen to what it says to me. And it says to me, "Hey, think about this." And you're driving down the road, 60 miles an hour. You say, "Think about these things." Okay, let's think about them. You're driving along, and then you got to watch where you're driving and so forth. You might drive on autopilot, you know, but you got to watch. And then you say to yourself, this is too important for me to divide my attention. And so you pull over to the side of the road, you know. It doesn't have to be a rest stop. You just pull over. And you sit there, and you listen within. And then you got good vibes going, and maybe an hour or two. Wow. Maybe 10 minutes, you know. It depends. Give it what it needs. And then after you've had your interview with yourself, then you say, "Okay, very good." And you put the car in gear, you look right and left and here and there, and pull back on the freeway or highway, and on your way. Needless to say, you're very refreshed. Needless to say, you feel very confident in yourself. Needless to say, you listened within. And you listen to that divine source. And you think very clearly about your values in life. Are you thinking very clearly about your values in life? Are you thinking about the things that are important to you? Or are you being an absolute idiot, thinking about the things that are important to others? Today I had a little lesson, a reminder. And the reminder was, as Ellen would constantly say to me, "How do you think I should do this? How do you think I should do this?" And then I would say how she should do it. And then she'd say, no, I want to do it this way. And so I just said, "Ellen, you're the master. You're in charge. You tell us what to do, and that's what we'll do. You tell us where you want it, and that." Well, you see, of myself, I'm always the master. Of myself, I always say, "Put it here, do this, do that." No discussion. This is it. I don't need anyone's input. If I needed their input, I would have got it beforehand. But I do what I want to do. And if somebody comes along with their ideas, I either say, "Hey, I'm doing the show, or I say nothing and let them say what they want to say. Well, every time anybody says what they want to say, they get almost zero enthusiasm out of me, because my great enthusiasm is in when I can do these things and do them myself. Rearrange the furniture, this is my pleasure, which in the process is completely vacuuming the floor, washing the windows, dusting, cleaning up the whole place. And after I'm done, if you come and you're smart to say you like it, and then change little things here and little things there, and pretty soon the big things will change, but you got a clean room to work in. Yeah. And you wouldn't have that if you hadn't encouraged me to think I could show you what I wanted to do. So, what do we say here? I think clearly from the divine source within me. And that's great. We do. So let's all think clearly from the divine source that's within us. And let's watch the miracles take place in our life. Have a lovely afternoon. I love you. I love you. I love you.